This session is based on a class given by Guruji's daughter, Sunita. Sunita taught this class in Pune. So after being in Virasana and Supta Virasana, go forward, Adamukha Virasana, opening up the armpit, chest, side ribs. Then reposition your hands for Adho Mukha Svanasana. Press down on the thumb and the index finger and see how much you can stretch from the wrist to the side ribs, from the side ribs to the side to the hips. Allow the head to hang so the neck is elongated to the floor, while the spine, the rest of the spine is elongated towards the ceiling. And then Urdhva Mukha Svanasana. As you go through, opening up the chest, lift the side ribs up, broaden the shoulders, keep the arms straight. Adho Mukha Svanasana. With the head down, side ribs up. And as you've jumped back, make sure the legs continue going back. Hook the thigh muscles back to the leg bones and go on opening out the backs of the knees. Lift the head up, bend the legs, jump forward, Uttanasana. Head down, arms down. Elongate the side ribs now towards the armpit. Unfold the abdomen. Replace the hands. Jump back, Adho Mukha Svanasana, Urdhva Mukha Svanasana. Bend the arms, Chaturanga Dandasana, Urdhva Mukha, Adho Mukha, Uttanasana, Tadasana. Urdhva Hastasana, shoulder blades down, trapezius down as the arms go up, shoulder blades in. Come on, lock the elbows, lengthen the upper arm, holding up, lengthen that armpit region, upper arm back behind the ears, and exhale, go down into Uttanasana. This time, concave back, concave dorsal, side chest forward, sternum chest forward, chest opening, and then full Uttanasana, bend the legs and jump back, Adho Mukha Svanasana. With the frontal thighs hooked back from the armpits, push the legs back. The weight should be on the legs. Urdhva Mukha Svanasana, open the chest. Dorsal in, chest open. Look up, look up. Opening those side ribs. Adho Mukha Svanasana, Uttanasana, Tadasana. Stand in the center of your mat, preparing for standing poses. Hands across the chest, bend the legs, jump wide for Uttita Trikonasana. Left foot in, right leg and foot out. Both upper legs turning away from one another, from inside out. Weight even on both feet. Press down onto the left heel. As you go to the right, elongate. Extend those underside ribs. Find out how far they can lengthen before you take your right hand down. Right hand down, left hand up. Extend the arms away from one another. And then pressing down on your left heel, long left arm, inhale, come up. Turn the feet to the front, right foot in, left leg and foot out. Re-establish yourself on both feet, holding the right leg to the right as you elongate the torso to the left, elongate the trunk from the abdomen to the upper chest. Take your right buttock closer to the right groin and top arm strong, dense, and the thighs firm. Keep the thighs firm, arms strong, and come out of the pose. Stand upright, bend the legs, jump arms, legs together, feet together, be in Tadasana. Uttita Parshva Konasana. Hands across the chest, jump the arms, legs wide. Prepare for the right side. Re-establish yourself on both feet. Be conscious of weighting the left outer heel as you bend the right leg. Shin perpendicular, with the left inner leg actively holding. Sit down in the root of the thigh. And then elongating those underside ribs, place the right hand down onto the floor on the outside, on the little toe side of the foot, extending and holding the left arm, turn the palm and extend the arm beyond the head. Press down onto the left heel and with a long left arm, inhale, come up. Turn the feet to the front. Turn the feet to the left. Re-establish your weight over both feet. Holding the right inner knee to the right, bend the left leg, shin perpendicular. Now readjust and bring that buttock region, left buttock region forward with the right thigh firm. Without dropping the right leg, take the left hand onto the floor, raise the right arm straight up, and now take the arm back behind the ear and suck both shoulder blades into the back body. Right arm behind the ear and shoulder blades towards the front chest. Come up using that right arm, right heel of the foot. Be upright, legs straight. Turn the feet to the front. Jump arms, legs together. Be in the center. Feet together. Now, Pasarita Paduttanasana. Spread your feet. Spread your legs. Keep the legs well lifted. Hands on the hips. With the hands on the hips, feel that both iliums are even. Urdhva Hastasana. Raise the arms up. Open the sides of your trunk, holding up. And now with that elongation, place the hands onto the floor under the shoulders. So feel that the arms and the legs are supporting the lengthening of the torso. And while maintaining the extension up on the inside of the legs, feel that the back of the legs are well open. Feel them spread. Now keeping the height in the legs, bend the arms. Take the head down to support, preferably the head supported on the floor. Wait there. Release the waistline. Trunk descending. If any part of the waist remains up, release it as much as possible. Elongate the trunk, especially the lower trunk. Soften the abdomen and allow that area to release. Release any holding, any gripping. Allow it to soften, to spread, and to suck back slightly. With the repositioning of the hands, press down on the thumb and the index finger, and move the outer elbow to the inner elbow while broadening the shoulders. Move the shoulder blades away from the neck with the throat quiet. Then press down onto the hands, straightening the arms. Try not to reposition the hands so that you're really getting a good flex at the wrist. Then bring the hands under the shoulders. Concave the spine. Work that dorsal thoracic, lengthening the sternum. Inhale, come up. And bring the feet together. Now you'll be preparing for Shizasana. So place your blanket or your sticky mat. Placing the elbows, so the elbows are as wide as the shoulders, so there's no slanting of the arm inward or outward. If the distance between the elbows is too small, there'll be pressure on the side ribs, causing chest pain. If the distance between the elbows is too wide, the chest will not expand and there'll be pressure on the cervical vertebra. So be mindful of the positioning of the palms, the forearms, the space between the elbows, maintaining that in your pose. Open the chest well. Animate the upper arm. Feel the action. How that upper arm, the head of the upper arm, is into the socket. It holds tall. As if that is upper arm is coming perpendicular to the floor, that how much it's holding. Raise the shoulders up with the diaphragmic band broad, Further lift the side ribs up, inner leg to inner ankle. Keep on lengthening, knees tight, and keep on lengthening the inner leg. The buttock has to come in, and the side ribs have to lengthen. Inner edges and outer edges of the knee in one line. Tuck the buttocks in. To tuck the buttocks in, you have to move the legs slightly back. Then come straight, staying in that straight pose. Open the side chest. Don't allow the shoulders to drop. Keep the trapezius moving up, holding tall. Lift the sternum up so that the cervical vertebrae are not compressed and the weight of the body is not felt on the head. Lift the side ribs up and broaden your chest so that the dorsal vertebra remain not moving back but slightly concave. Keep the lumbar vertebra erect so that the abdominal muscles are stretched and the abdomen doesn't protrude. The standing poses should have made you a little bit more rejuvenated. So now don't go sluggish. Feel that the muscles are extended properly and the spine isn't feeling any heavy pressure. So how the body's holding you upright and there's lightness there. Now maintain that upward extension and especially watch that you don't drop the sternum or the back goes back too much as you lower the two feet. And then once more, Adho Mukha Virasana to recover there. So once you're ready, you'll be sitting in Dandasana with whatever you need for your practice of forward bends and twists. So sit in Dandasana, hands on the floor by your sides, both legs straight, open your side chest, trapezius down, armpit chest up, Urdhva Hastasana, pressing your legs to extend the arms up, extending, exhaling, going forward, and hold the feet. Hold the outer edges of your feet with your hands, feet together. Don't force it straight away, but slowly release yourself forward, bending the elbows. Elongate the spine. The back of your arms extend as your elbows go out to the sides. Holding your feet, fix the root of the thigh into the socket for the trunk to go forward. Exhale and find out how the back trunk takes its own time and how it can release further. Find out where you're holding yourself and let go. See how important the breath is for that surrendering process. And then inhale, come up. Sit in Dandasana. And then once more, Paschimottanasana. Go forward, both hands holding the outside edges of the feet, bending the elbows out to the side. Watch that the elbows hold up so the shoulder blades can dip in to the back body and the sternum going forward towards the chin. And while you're holding the root of the thigh into the socket, the heels should not go backward. Heels stay forward. So the arms from the armpit have to lengthen. Foot pressed to the palms. Heels well pressed. Feet pressed to the palms. And then move from the hands to the elbows. Exhale. Inhale, come up. And now prepare for Janu Shirsasana, right side. Bend the right knee, so the right knee and thigh has to be descending downward. If the knee's coming up, then sit higher. Go forward, be in the pose. For the first few moments, just remain quiet, releasing the back, release the abdominal walls with the breath, right side and middle back, intercostal muscles, go on releasing the lower waist on the right side, exhale it there. And the hip socket of the right side to extend. Feel the upper back after the inhalation and the lower back after the exhalation. Go on opening out that area, that band. And now with the left hand onto the floor, right hand holding the foot. With the left hand, crawl with the fingers out to the side and forward. Maximize the extension. Then both hands forward. Exhale, inhale, come up. And second side. Readjust. Those who can take the knee further back, do. Those with knee trouble, keep the foot, the heel, onto the inner groin of the straight leg. Otherwise, take the heel, the left heel, back towards the left groin. Go forward with both hands. Holding the foot, arms straight, look up towards the ceiling, concave that dorsal thoracic, take the back ribs inward, pull the foot backwards, draw the leg back into the socket as you open the chest, bottom nipple band, spine should be lifted up so you can go further forward. Find out what elongation you can have. Allow the elongation to come. With the right hand out to the side, crawling with the fingers a little bit forward, then both hands to the left foot. Concave the spine. Inhale, come up. Dandasana. Ardha Baddha Padma Paschimottanasana. Right side. Have your strap ready. First, prepare the right foot. Bending the knee out to the side. Like Janu, turn the sole of the foot towards the ceiling. And see the bottom of your foot. See it gets the freedom. And especially from the center, it must be very firm and open. And then release. Straighten your right leg. Bend the left leg out to the side. And then turning the sole of the foot up towards the ceiling. Look at the sole of your foot. Feel that it's spreading. And especially that sole of the foot, that center, it has to open and be firm there. And then release. Straighten the left, bend the right. And now bring that right foot high up to the thigh with the little toe side edge of the foot into the crease of the left groin. And then center the spine. Release, straighten the right leg. Now, how you bend the leg's important. Both hands facing upward, hold on to your left shin and the outside edge of the ankle foot and draw the foot up so it's high onto the right thigh with the little toe coming right into the groin. Heel first aimed towards the navel and then placed on the thigh. Once more, turn the trunk to be centered. Straighten the legs out in front of you. And know that when you're in the process of bringing the foot up, you're also rolling the calf, rolling it from outside in. So it's rolling forward as the thigh rolls back. So right foot into half Padmasana. If you need to use the strap, bring the right hand around and hold on to the right big toe. Roll the right shoulder back as you bring the armpit chest forward. Left hand holding the left foot or hands onto the floor on the outside of the leg. Chest should be facing straight forward. Lift the bottom pelvic region up and go forward. And then exhale, inhale, come up. Release the grip. Straighten the right leg. Bend the left one. Build up good actions by having the palms turned up as you hold the shin bone, ankle bone, foot, rolling them and placing it into position. Then swing the left hand around and hold on to that toe. As you pull the toe, elongate the knee in the opposite direction so the leg's bent, but it's not shortening. Then going forward, coming forward right from the bottom of the pelvic region, hold on to the right foot or have the hand onto the floor to the side. Centralize yourself and then go forward. Use the breath. Chest facing forward. See how much that left foot is grounding the right leg. And with the next exhalation, go to your maximum. And then inhale, come up, release, and straighten out the legs. Sit in Dandasana. Form Marichyasana 1. Bend the right leg and bring the heel to the centre of the buttock. Levelize the two sit bones. Lift your back upward. Raise the chest upward. Get a little bit of concavity there first. And now stretch your arms and bend halfway forward. You can lift your buttock up and take your arm back behind. So the inner thigh has to descend to the groin. The length now has to come from the knee to the groin. Learn that to sit down. Pressurizing the right inner edge of the foot, right hand holding the left wrist behind. Let your shin push the armpit. And then release. Sit up, both legs straight out in front. When you're standing in Tadasana, the shin moves back and the back of the leg moves from inside out. The calf moves from inside out. So now while you're bending the left leg back, move the calf from inside out. The muscle goes out. And the length is from the inner thigh. It has to descend to the groin. Pressurizing the left big toe mound. Come forward with the left side, and then the left hand gripping the right, pressurizing, and then come forward and feel that little gripping of the abdomen, a little bit of clinching from the inside as the organic body gets clinched. With your arm, pull the bent leg a little bit closer as you go forward. Maximum. Exhale. Inhale, come up. Now sit in Upavista Konasana. Widen the legs. Spread the legs. Spread from the pubic bone. Right to the right. Left to the left. Spread from the root of the thighs, widening the legs, getting the space, hands by your side, by the side of the thighs, Move the shoulder blades, trapezius back. Sit up, pressing the thighs down. The outer thigh rolling down. Get the freedom in the root of the thigh. Dorsal and sacrum in. Lumbar not in but spread. Especially the supple, the lumbar has to go back and the neck has to go back with the dorsal in and the sacrum in. And now go forward and hold on to the outside edges of your feet or hold on to the straps around your feet. Dorsal in, sacrum in, lengthen the abdominal region. Feel as if you have to lift and get that abdominal lengthening as you go forward. Make sure the legs are anchored, thighs, knees strongly pressing the floor. First, sacrum will spread, and then push with the back to go. Body going below the legs, holding on to the feet, take the chest down, further releasing with the exhalation, especially releasing the abdomen, and then inhale, come up and straighten the legs out in Dandasana. Prepare for Marichyasana 3. So if you need to, sit on a height. Bend the right leg, bring the heel to the center of the buttock. Right hand onto the floor behind. Hook the left arm over the right knee. Sit tall. Now move that right arm further back and broaden the clavicles. Move the shoulder blade further and further back and lift the sternum. Then use the breath. Inhale, lifting up and exhaling, rotating. And then release. Prepare for second side, left leg bent. Left arm, shoulder blade back. Right arm over the outside of the left knee. Sternum, chest upward. Lift the navel region upward to turn. Shoulder blade back to get a better turning. Shoulder blade into the back trunk. Outer corners of the shoulder blade to the inside, closer to each other, opening, broadening the chest. A deeper exhalation and further revolve. And then release. And straighten the legs out in front. Push away on the heels. Then lie down on your back. Prepare for Chaturshpadasana. Bend the legs, bring the heels to the buttocks. Check first that the shoulder blades are moving from top to bottom, from outside in, so the shoulder blades are moving away from the neck and towards the waist. Raise your buttock up slightly, get a good hold of the ankles or hold onto a strap around your ankles. Now, feel how those shoulder blades have to go into the back, shoulder blades in, roll the shoulders back and lift the buttocks up, raise the chest up, armpit chest well open. So use your arms so the chest opens, the shoulder blades are up and into the body. Feel that curling action of the shoulder blades, the action of the shoulders, opening of the chest, and then release, come down, pause. We'll be doing it once more, not repeating it, but see if we can improve and get that chest freedom. So holding on to your ankles or holding on to the sides of the mat, broaden the shoulders, broaden the clavicles, position the shoulder blades, and then pressing down onto the feet, onto the outer edge of the arms, lift the sides of the thighs up, pelvis up. Push the shoulder blades into the back, chest coming forward. Come on, move the chest completely. Shoulder blades into the back, chest coming forward. Roll onto the shoulders. Come up onto your toes. Get that shoulder blade action. Chest well open, holding tall, holding open, and then release, come down. And then you'll be preparing for Halasana and Savangasana. So whatever you need, and then be on your equipment. And we'll start. So be in Halasana with the feet slightly apart, hip width apart, and the arms extended back. Arms straight and extended back. So the legs and the arms are going in opposite direction. With your torso lifted up. See if you can be high onto the shoulders with the shoulder blades well fixed. Shoulders back, shoulder blades roll backward and held into the back body. Place one hand at a time onto that back body, holding it upward, and then raise the legs up and be in Savangasana. Don't disturb yourself, but think about how you can vertically lift up, holding up. Be tall. So how that outer arm presses down and the inner edge of your elbow pressing down, shoulder blades into the back body and lift it up. Look at your feet. First take them hip width apart and see if you can levelize the feet so the little toe side edge of the foot is a little bit closer to the floor, and the big toe and the big toe mound slightly further away. So the sole of the foot remains broad and extended. And lengthen the inner ankle to the inner heel as you hold the outer ankles closer. So bring the legs together, bringing the outer shin, outer ankle closer without shortening the front body. Maintaining that lift, straighten the arms out behind you. Lengthen them along the floor. Just balance there for a few moments. And as the arms go down, feel that you're lifting the side ribs up and how the shoulder blades should move to the chest and away from the floor. Then once more, place the hands onto your back. But more mindfully, check that the right hand, left hand is placed the same. Same spreading of the fingers, heel of the hand, alignment of the back ribs. How the side ribs have to be lifted away from the armpit. And with the face quiet, passive, and then holding tall, lower the feet to the floor, and then release and come down. And then lie yourself out with lengthwise support. Have the support so the back ribs are slightly elevated, so the front chest gets opened and you can surrender. Once the shoulder blades are backward and the body supported, adjust your upper arms, let go yourself, release the body, release the front body, especially the abdomen, to go to the back body. The front of the thighs receding, but the chest is upward. The skin on the forehead goes down. The skin of the forehead should be released downward. Exhaling, bring the sides of the brain cells inward, so you don't puff the temples outward. The temples shouldn't get puffed. The front, the forehead receding backwards, the brain cells receding downward with a soft, slow, passive exhalation, soft, quiet, inhalation. The root of the tongue shouldn't be showing any tightness or dryness. And don't allow the lips to become tight. The lower lip away from the upper lip. With that soft, slow, smooth inhalation. Soft, slow, smooth, passive exhalation. Feel the flow of the breath. And it's that same breath that moves to different areas and different areas will be touched by the soft, slow flow, but no irritation to the throat or to the chest region, abdomen and navel passive, eardrums, absolutely soft from the inside. Feel as if your eardrums are drawn inside. They're releasing from the outside in. And the bottom of the ear descending. To feel the exhalation and that exhalation is an instrument of releasing inner tensions. Exhaling any unwanted thoughts. As if then you can fold yourself inward. And observe that inner passivity. Understand how you're withdrawing from the outer body. And somehow you're discovering the inner body, dissolving completely within. Everywhere becoming quiet. How the brain withdraws from the skull and becomes quiet. All the senses of perception receding towards the center of the chest. All directions of the body meeting at the center of the chest, at the heart region. The spiritual heart. And becoming completely passive. Quiet, a positive state of silence, stay in that state for a while, absolutely quiet, surrendered, secure. And then only when it's right for you. Come out. But my words end here.